Haines Annual Bald Eagle Festival takes place this week. There are talks by naturalists, workshops, and other activities at the Eagle Foundation in town. But the main draw is about 20 miles up the highway along the Chilkat River. That's where hundreds, maybe thousands of eagles congregate for a late salmon run. And the convocation of eagles brings a similar pilgrimage of people, specifically photographers. As you walk along the frosted leaves that cover the banks of the Chilkat River, you'll hear a couple sounds. Eagles and seagulls feasting on chum salmon, and photographers with foot-long lenses clicking away as they watch the raptors.
In one word, wow.
Rick Brennan is from Denver.
The mountains are gorgeous today. It's such a clear blue sky. Water's flowing. There's eagles everywhere. If you had binoculars, you could see hundreds of eagles in the trees off in the distance. They're scattered all over the gravelly plain of the riverbed here. And then almost in front of us, there's eagles eating, as well as all the other birds as well. Pretty much eagles as far as the eye can see.
Brennan is here because his wife, Jen, is an avid photographer. They visited Alaska before to take photographs of bears. Rick sees some similarities.
And the eagles are doing about the same thing that the bears in the late fall and early winter would be doing too. And that's just eating and eating and eating.
The Brennans are two of about 20 people gathered in this area along the river. Like them, some are amateur photographers of varying skill levels. And then there are the professionals.
You want that shot of the one on the ground jumping up, flipping on its back, talons up, as the other one's coming in with talons down, and those special moments. And I happened to be at a spot, they were right out in front of me, and it's like, yep, you can tell when it happens and you sort of feel it.
Andy Long is a soon-to-be Idaho-based freelance photographer. Between him and fellow professional Mark Lissick, there's a running commentary as they wait for the right moment.
Remember, like last year, about 70% of all the fish caught were caught by the gull first and then stolen by the eagle. On the left, coming in.
Coming.
Going by.
Smack.
And going to fight with the guy back there where there's no fish. No.
Lissick recently moved to China, but he wanted to make one last trip to Alaska before settling in there for good. He's been coming to Haines for about 10 years for the eagles. This is his last trip in a while, and he's hoping to get some photos to add to a book he's working on called Kingdom of Eagles.
Haines and the eagles will stay with me long after I've not been able to get back here for a while. So
what is it about eagles that draws so many photographers?
Just the interaction and the behavior is so exciting to see.
For me, it's more the beauty and the grace of their movements in the aerial combats, the fighting and everything else for it, because it's almost like an aerial ballet, you know, a dance in the air sort of thing, and that's what I'm trying to capture.
Lissick and Long are both leading groups of photography enthusiasts on a trip here. They coach the groups through the excursion on photography techniques and strategies.
It's not work, it's a passion for us, okay? And it's a passion because of things like this.
A couple miles up the river is a group of European photographers who are here on a guided trip out of Whitehorse. Elke Delvois of Belgium says she was expecting the eagles. The added bonus, she says, is the scenery.
I think the landscape with eagles in it, that really is what does it for me. Like yesterday, we had a nice fog over the river. It was really, really pretty.
The photographers say they're not just here to take pictures, but also to step away from the lens and enjoy the view of hundreds of eagles up close. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.